T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A big hello to our afternoon girl, Janie. Today is her 18th anniversary at Alice.
Whoa!
This is a station that knows how to hang on to some people, you know? I still think Jane's still the new girl to me. Congrats, Jane. That's big. Also, she liked the mice joke. She spit her coffee, which is fantastic. That's what we're going for, you know? Right. You cackle and spit something out of your mouth. Winning. Hashtag winning.
Well, the best possible result is out the nose, but spitting straight, the spit take, second best.
Sure.
Response or
so I guess I'm placing, not winning. I need you to spit it out your nose. Work on that, Jane. Thanks. A lot of bottle rock right now. Jane, make sure you're listening to her later today because she has yet another pair of 3-day general admission passes. But right now, before we get to ours, that we're going to give away Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Presented by Jam Cellars, returns this Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps you've heard, we have been talking about it a little bit over the last couple days. It's May 27th through the 29th. It's the best in live music, wine, food, craft brew. I got a lobster roll there one year that was just, oh, I was like, getting back in line. I need another one of those, John. John, more food!
Oh, John has to even go gather your food even when he's not cooking it.
He likes to do that for me. Yeah.
He does.
Of course he does. Yeah. Yeah.
He likes to make sure I'm taken care of because then I'm not complaining. Wow. You know, right. Who wants to hear me complain?
You know.
Right. Is there anything else I can do for you, dear? Why, as a matter of fact. Anyway, Bottle Rock is awesome. If you've never been, this is the year. Go this year. Uh-huh. If you have been, I don't need to sell you. You already know how great it is. So now we're going to give you the single day lineup because the single day tickets are on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Here's your lineups. Maybe you'd like to go on Friday. Well, you'll get to see Metallica. Your headliner's Metallica. Also appearing, Kygo, Greta Van Fleet. That's, see, now I want to see Greta Van Fleet and Metallica. Churches, Spoon, St. John, Mr. Wives, Marcus King, and many, 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 many more. All right, maybe you want to
Marcus
check
King
out.
Is a sick guitar player. Blues
guy. I don't know Marcus
really
King.
Good. Definitely worth, like Friday's the day. I mean, that's it.
Well, I knew you for you Friday would be the day, but I'll tell you, Saturday's got a pretty good lineup, too. Your headliner is 21 Pilots.
Oh, they're so good.
Also, that's the day the Black Crows are playing.
Oh, I need to see them. Never mind. I'm going Saturday.
I don't know if you are.
I am. Saturday's my day.
Well,
I
got to
see
go
the Black Crows.
You're going to have to go Friday and Saturday. Love that tune. Mount Westmore featuring Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, E-40, and Too Short.
Oh, I got to see that. Which day is this?
That's also Saturday.
Oh, Saturday's my day then. There you go.
There's also Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Nice.
Oh, they sound great.
Right? Banks and many, many more. Now, maybe you're like, where's Pink in all this? Well, she's starring on Sunday. Come clean. Just give me a reason. Pink is playing Sunday's lineup for Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Pink, Luke Combs, Pitbull, Bleachers, Alicia Cara, Vance Joy, Michael Franti, and Spearhead are also playing that day.
Oh, I gotta see Michael.
Amos Lee, The Wailers featuring Julian Marley, and many, 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 many more. All these days are many, 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 many more. That's the thing. It's going on. It's going off all day. It's incredible. You got your main stage. You got your side stage. You got your other stage with the little covering. It's fantastic. If you haven't been to Bottle Rock Napa Valley, well, maybe you win some tickets right now, because here's the deal. Single day tickets are going on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Go to BottleRockNapaValley.com for all the info. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer, is back. And now it's time for you to win 3-day general admission passes for Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
Yeah, oh, nice.
3-day general admission tickets.
So I don't have to choose. Great.
You actually could go all the days. And my guess is because you work here and you're something of a notable person.
I might get floated.
You might get floated.
If you had to choose, what day are you picking? I have to go Saturday. You know, I've been buying, like actual put money down, got the Black Crowes records way back. I have to see them before those brothers break up again and maybe never get back together.
I actually think I would go see Pink. I think I'd go Sunday.
Yeah.
If I could only pick one, which luckily I get to not just pick one. We're very lucky people. Very. Right. Don't think that we don't get that we have.
Well, we know.
Unparalleled access. Oh!
And
evil.
Based on some reports, spring and summer are looking good for good times.
Yes. As in, I don't want to go on record.
Just looking good.
Looking good.
You,
right. Like, you might be able to really safely and comfortably go to a large
have
gathering.
Have some fun, right. I'm looking
good.
Forward to it.
Let's go crazy.
Yep. Let's do it. Let's go crazy. Go crazy. Snoop Dogg's going to be there. That's part of that Mount Westmore, or whatever it is. Snoop Dogg.
The last time he was there, he was rolling around in a golf cart. Throwing away or tossing out zigzags of his own.
Oh.
Not zigzags, but rolling paper.
Rolling paper, his own say. Snoop Dogg. Well, yeah. Listen, he's got all kinds of things. He's got wine. He's got blunt. He's got hot dogs. Hot dogs.
Hot.
Snoop Dogg has filed for a trademark on his own brand of hot dogs. What do you think he's calling them?
Snoop Dogs.
That is correct, Vincent.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the...
Snoop Dogs.
If you're going to put your name on it, that seems
and
like...
dog is right in your name?
Right.
Yeah. I am not seeing what they're made of, but it's looking like hot dogs and sausages.
All right, well...
Doesn't mean any plans are in motion, just that he's trademarked it so nobody else can have Snoop Dogs.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
My guess is, though, he's doing it. I mean,
he's
wouldn't
in
you?
The process. Sure.
Maybe, yeah. I think it might have been like early December we found out that while the Foo Fighters were recording their last record, they were also making a movie because it was lockdown.
Right.
And they were like, you know what we should do? Spend all day here and have actually something to do. While you're recording that, we're going to cut a few scenes for this movie we're doing. So it's very tongue-in-cheek, but the trailer is out. And the band, the Foo Fighters, is starring in a movie called Studio 666. And it looks legit. And at one point, Dave Grohl has pointy teeth and his eyes are completely... You know how it's like... I don't know why, but it's really creepy when they... take the whites out of your eyes and they just make your whole eye black.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah.
I don't know what it is about that. I find it so disturbing. Anyway, his eyes are like that. So I don't know if that means he's the demon or if it just he's possessed for a moment, but his teeth are like sharpened. It looks so scary. Like Dave Grohl is possessed.
It's so funny that it just smacks of everyone in the band being like, I can't take it at home another minute. Please, let's do anything.
How about a movie? All right.
Okay,
yes.
I'm in. I need a reason to put on pants. Let's go.
Dude, Wait. It's called Everlong, and you wrote it about 20 years ago.
He deflates. Oh, you can't write anything. His strings are breaking. What is going on in this studio? Anyway, we have the trailer. Oh, did I just see Lionel Richie?
Yeah,
did I just
did.
See Keanu Reeves?
There's a lot of stars in here. It was really cool watching it at first, and I'm like, oh, this is really silly.
Is that Voldemort?
It starts to get really silly. I'll put it up on the Facebook page.
Okay. That's what we should do. It's coming out this February. So all we're right. putting it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you love the Foo Fighters or you love I like funny, scary movies. I think it's a whole genre. It looks like that. And it'll be fun to see the guys trying to act. And I'm sure they'll be amazing. They're so talented. Anyway, there you go. The Foo Fighters. They tussle with rock and roll demons in the trailer for Studio 666. February 25th, it's out. It's in theaters. It's going to be a theatrical release. And you can watch the trailer now, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Congratulations to Disney. This is the first soundtrack to hit number one since 2019. So on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Frozen 2 was the last one to do it. So Disney kind of corners the market on this thing. But Encanto.
Oh, okay.
Is number one on the Billboard chart.
You know, a lot of people have written in, and one of the texts that we got was, Vin, do you guys sing the songs from the movies you watch, like Encanto? And they're saying, we don't talk about Bruno. They say at their house that's been, and absolutely in my house, Encanto has been sung. It's we don't talk about Bruno, and then something about Madrigal. My kid has said it wrong so many times, I don't know how to say it right anymore, but...
Madrigal? You said that right. Is that the name of it? That's a song.
It's a song. Yes, that's the song, I guess, then.
Okay.
Yes. Madrigal.
So you love this, and I should watch this.
I like it. It's, again, it's a musical, and there's a lot of songs.
I'll like it, maybe.
You'll probably like it. For me, like I said, I like Luca more, but either way...
Well, Luca is beautiful.
It's something to watch, no doubt. It's worth a watch.
Well, Encanto killed it at the Billboard 200 chart, and it's the congratulations to Disney, another number one soundtrack.
People wrote in. I didn't know this, but people wrote in, so maybe it's wrong. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda, the same guy.
Oh yeah, I think
Hamilton
you did say that last time, or somebody had written that in. Lin-Manuel.
Someone wrote it in, right?
Yeah, that's You know, I find that his melody lines have a recognizable, like when you hear that something's him, all of a sudden it all makes sense. You go, oh,
yep.
Yeah, that does, it sounds like him.
Yep.
His sort of musical sensibility permeates. Anyway, Encanto, congratulations. We were just talking about Bottle Rock, which is one of our big local festivals. And Bonnaroo up in Seattle happens yearly. Obviously, things have been in flux the last few years. I'm not sure that they did Bonnaroo last year or the year before. But they've just announced their 2022 Bonnaroo Festival lineup. And the three headliners are J. Cole, Tool, and Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
Which makes Stevie the first female to ever headline a day of Bonnaroo. She said in 2020 that the pandemic was stealing her youthful years.
Ah.
I thought those were already over. She says, I don't just have 10 years to hang around and wait for this thing to go away. I have places to go, people to sing for, another album to make. So hopefully we'll be seeing more from Stevie this year besides Bonnaroo. I just assume that's what her voice sounds like. Oh, this is Tennessee. Hold on. What's the one up in Seattle I'm thinking of?
Huh. In Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It sounds just like that. Anyway, this one's in Tennessee, June 16th through the 19th.
Okay.
Maybe it also starts with a B. Anyway, the tickets go on sale Thursday. If you're going to be in Tennessee.
Oh, is this the Sasquatch one?
It's Bummer Shoot.
Oh, Bummer Shoot. Okay.
It's Bummer Shoot.
I
forgot about Bummer Shoot. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, look. It wasn't until the very bottom of the story that I saw where it was. I just assumed it was Seattle because I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, Bonnaroo. There are people out there screaming Bummer Shoot at their radios. Stop screaming at the radio. Stop screaming at your phone. That's ridiculous. Everybody make a mistake. Okay. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
People are writing in about Encanto. I love Pressure from Encanto.
Oh.
Yeah, there are a bunch of songs. I can see why that's huge. What's coming up? Glitter.
Oh.
After the...
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.